With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. All Cayman Islands flags are being flown at half-mast for 3 days as of today, following the passage of the Honorable Francine Jackson, National Hero of the Cayman Islands. The trailblazer, suffragette, and longstanding marriage officer passed peacefully on Sunday. Details of her official funeral and the mourning period are expected to be announced soon. The Central Scranton Park Project gets a $760,000 boost. MPs and Finance Committee agreed to the supplemental appropriation, which will bring the 2026 budget for the park to $1.56 million. The additional money is to, quote, facilitate the completion of works. Planning Minister, the Honorable J.E. Banks.
The opening date has recently been moved. Out of the 760, there's 186,000, which is for the retention, and the contingency is 25,000. Consulting services was 14. And then there was, for the opening ceremony, was also a 25,000 base budget. And the extensions of time is $220,000.
In a separate vote, MPs also greenlit $400,000 for facilities management, which the minister says is, quote, directly for the Scranton Park, including the, quote, individual who will manage the park once it opens. The Central Scranton Park is located in Central Georgetown and has been in the works for several years, with a groundbreaking taking place back in September 2024. Hazard Management hosts its second pre-all-clear assessment readiness framework workshop, bringing together more than 80 participants from across the public and private sectors in the Cayman Islands and the wider Caribbean. PACARF is directly tied to the Cayman Islands National Color Code Alert System, which was launched last year to provide the public with clear, color-coded guidance during hazard events. The next phase of the PACARF process will see the framework formalized as a, quote, national policy document to be presented to senior government leadership for review and approval. And a major hurricane recovery effort led by the Rotary Club of Grand Cayman is now nearing completion in Jamaica, restoring key youth facilities damaged by last year's Category 5 Hurricane Melissa. Here's Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
The project will fully restore the roofs of the Montego Bay Boys and Girls Club's main building and the Ratime Papa Pavlovich Music Hall, both heavily damaged during the October 2025 storm. The initiative brought together donors, businesses, and Rotarians to fund and complete the work, with total contributions exceeding $60,000. The Boys and Girls Club serves hundreds of children and families in Jamaica each year, and the restored facility is expected to once again provide a safe and stable environment for its programs. Meanwhile, the music hall renovation also honors the legacy of the late Rotarian Ratimer Papa Pavlovich, whose decades of service helped shape the institution. With hurricane season now underway, the Rotary says the strengthened buildings will play a critical role in protecting young people and supporting the wider community. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The Court of Appeal in Paris has upheld the conviction of the parliamentary leader of the far-right National Rally, Marine Le Pen, for misusing EU funds. It shortened her ban on running for public office, meaning she's technically able to run for president next year, but she must wear an ankle tag, so she's unlikely to do so. President Trump has arrived in Turkey for a crucial NATO summit, with allies' defence budgets and support for Ukraine in the spotlight. Arriving earlier, Ukraine's President Zelensky called for Europe to bolster its defences against Russian missiles and drones. Ukraine's intelligence service says the suspect in the bomb attack on a Ukrainian-born oligarch in Monaco has been found shot dead near Kyiv. It said two men with a police and intelligence background have been detained over the killing of the suspect Anastasia Berezovska. President Macron is unharmed after two crude devices exploded in the Syrian capital Damascus near the hotel where he'd spent the night. At least 18 people, including police, were injured. BBC News.